And now we have...
Now we have J.D. Vance. He's a commentator, venture capitalist, author. He wrote the incredible
book. He's a U.S. Senate candidate.
I know,
get
but
to the point.
No, I got to talk. I'm a huge fan. Hillbilly Elegy, Crying. Your story is incredible. It's inspiring. And now you are the Republican nominee for the U.S. Senate in Ohio. J.D. Vance, talk to us. What is going to be your number one issue?
Well, we're talking about a couple things. So first of all, Ohio is really radically affected by the border crisis because, you know, we're the leading country or leading state in the country when it comes to overdose deaths. And so the unbelievable amount of fentanyl, the sex trafficking, all these things make their way up to Ohio and really hammer the state, make our state a less safe, less prosperous place to raise a family. And then, of course, you know, we're talking about what everybody's talking about, which is inflation, because Ohio is a big energy producing state. And so, you know, the inflation at the gas pump has hammered both the producers, the people who are trying to get the stuff out of the ground and get it to consumers. But it's also, of course, affected people who are getting slammed because they're paying more for everything. And it's not just energy, but energy is sort of the source of it, because whether you're a farmer paying for fertilizer, whether you're, you know, transporting goods from one place to another, if you're paying more for energy, everything's getting more expensive.
J.D., I mean, your story is so inspiring. You came from nothing and you became something just by sheer hard work. How are you, that story, your background, able to propel you and make you a more effective leader?
Well, it just gives me a certain perspective on the problems that people face. You know, I've had some success in the business world, but I always remind myself that I grew up as the grandson of a woman who used to, you know, haggle with the Meals on Wheels guys to try to get more food so that I would have, you know, a little extra something to eat. And that means a lot to me, because in Ohio, you've got a lot of grandparents raising their grandkids for one reason or another, and they're getting absolutely slammed. And I just feel like the leaders of the Democratic Party, they don't care. They, you know, if you look at the way that Joe Biden talks about these issues, you know, it's always stop complaining or why are you whining? The inflation is transitory. And it's like, man, have a little bit of compassion in to lead. And if you're not going to do it, get the hell out of there and let somebody else better do the job. And that's what we have to do to take the Senate back, you know, not just in my state, but all across the country, is actually, you know, pump the brakes and turn the ship around so that the people making decisions that affect our great country actually care about the people who live here.
And tell us about the state of Ohio. I mean, it seems like, is it a religious state? I've never lived there, because it seems like the Democratic Party is anti-religion.
Yeah, it is a religion state, and you're right. I think the Democrats didn't always used to be anti-religion. My grandparents grew up as Blue Dog Democrats, but I think they would be totally shocked by what the Democratic Party has become. Very religious. You know, we've got a lot of evangelicals, but also, you know, sort of German, Irish, Italian Catholics. Who moved to the state over the past, you know, 150 or so years. And obviously that's a big part of our state, especially in Cincinnati. You got a lot of German Catholics in the Cincinnati area. It's also, people don't realize it's got a little bit of everything. So we've got, you know, the northern part of the state, almost all of it touches Lake Erie. We've got, you know, mountains or at least maybe hills in the southeastern part, the Appalachian part of the state. And then we've got three pretty big cities, Cleveland, Cincinnati, and Columbus. And so, We've got a lot to offer. It's a beautiful state, especially this time of year.
J.D. Vance, back in the day, I want to say back in my day, I mean, I'm not that old, but I remember the Democratic Party was the working party. Now it seems like it's been reversed. Do you feel that same way, too? I feel like the Democrats are elitist. They want to remain in power. They just want to kind of dole out some free money. And the Republican Party is actually the middle class and the hardworking people that come here with nothing and make something of themselves.
Yeah, I think there's a lot to that. I mean, the Democrats' basic offer to the American people is, yes, everything might be getting more expensive. And yes, we're going to ship your job overseas. But if you're lucky, we'll give you a government check to make up for it. And I think our message as Republicans is, look, if you work hard and play by the rules, you should be able to support a family in this country. And that really is the thing that I try to talk a lot about. Is, you know, all the principles that we care about as conservatives or as Republicans, they're all geared towards this common thing where we just want people to be able to live prosperous lives. We want people to send their kids to schools where they're taught useful skills, not indoctrinated. We want them to be safe in their communities. We want their jobs to pay good wages, and for those wages to go up and up, not be eaten away and destroyed by inflation. Like, these are very simple things, and it's why we care about the public policies that we do.
J.D. Vance, good luck in your Senate seat, and thank you. And keep up the, you know, we love America, and keep up whatever is right for America. And you know what we say at the end of our show? Truth, justice, and the American ways. Thank you so much.
Thank you both. Take care.
And also on the line, no, it's not on the line. I just got a text. Nikki and Sophia Giannopoulos in Pittsburgh are having dinner listening to our show.
Oh, so I hope they're having a lovely dinner.
Well, thank you. Let's take a break, and we're going to come back with Dr. Peter Mihalos and discuss how we're going to live longer and what the heck is going on with everything.